knowledge. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Shatarabashaka. That you will see some things you have never seen before and hear some things you have never heard before. Shatarabokoshaka. Ura eskonalamashaka. Ileborobasatata. Bre ekotolarasata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Then I want you to know in that prayer, in Ephesians 1:17, yeah. I want you to know in that prayer, there's a chronological order. When you become into the avenue or to the present of revelation knowledge, your life is set in the spirit realm in a certain order. Yes. Calling, mm-hmm. Inheritance. And then power.
Yes, sir.
Can't get that out of order.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you why. I'm going to give it to you another way now. Purpose.
Yes.
Provision.
Yes.
And power. Yes. You can't get the provision and the power ahead of the purpose.
Yes.
And a lot of times that can happen to you if you're not rightly guided by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
So, Father, I just believe in these three sections,
yes,
that things will manifest and revelation will come, and we'll understand other dimensions in the spirit. Thank you for every person here and every person who tuned in, that we will hear, we will see,
yes,
we'll understand,
yes,
and we'll have manifestation.
Yes,
in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, get a Lord a hand. Clap, 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 clap. You may be seated. You may be seated. You may be seated. I was talking to the pastor a few minutes, and I want you to write this down because it's going to go into some avenues that are not normal. I want you to grasp this term because it's in a stronger dimension of the spirit than normally.
All right, sir.
I want you to hold on to it because I'm going to yield to the Holy Spirit to unfold it clearly.
Yes, sir.
Because when I say it, you're going to think you've heard it before.
All right.
Yes, sir.
But faith that has no evidence is fake.
Yes, sir.
Faith always produces evidence.
Yes,
you find that? Faith always produces proof.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know, you just... Faith can't stay misty.
Yeah.
You know, I'm believing God.
Yes, sir.
If you believe in God, something ought to show up sometime.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And so, we're talking about the show up kind of prosperity. Yeah, not just, so, I'll have to walk in another office tonight prophetically.
Come on,
because we're going to talk about prophetic prosperity.
All right.
Coming to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Now, prophetic insight will come to you. You're going to have to be in the spirit to receive it.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. I will speak spermatic word tonight.
Yes.
Spermatic word in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And tonight you will be pregnant with prosperity.
Yes, sir.
And only after tonight, only a few moments. You have to carry this baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want you to before I go to scripture, I want you to witness up here. We have preached about prosperity a whole lot. Can you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But we haven't talked about being pregnant with prosperity. We've taught a lot of principles about prosperity.
Right.
A lot of preaching, a lot of principles. Am I telling the truth?
Yes.
Okay, all right. We have also aimed to claim the promises of prosperity. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
See, I want you to know this is different when you get the prophetic insight.
Yes, sir.
and a prophetic anointing, it makes a difference than principles, preaching, and aiming to tap into the promises.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
Satan has postponed your prosperity for years.
Yes,
blocked it.
Mm-hmm.
Blocked it.
Yes, yes.
You see, in these sessions, I want to release a stronger government over prosperity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll take authority over prosperity at a higher level.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes,
see, I talked to you about preaching. You heard a lot of preaching, principles, promises. And then Satan has postponed your prosperity, and it's time for that postponement to be eradicated. All financial prosperity that has been demonically blocked are being loosed unto you now. Y'all got to receive now. Y'all got to receive. I'm not just talking, you know. You see?
Yes, sir.
See, I expect it to show up any minute.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The revelation of hidden mysteries of prosperity is given to me apostolically.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
To govern prosperity in this realm.
Yes, sir.
Let me give it again now.
Yes.
I want you to get that down.
Yes, sir.
I want you to listen with that type of intense.
Yes, sir.
The revelation of the hidden mystery. Just like the Apostle Paul was given hidden mystery of grace.
Right, right.
The revelation of the hidden mystery of prosperity is given to me apostolically.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I have proof.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To govern prosperity in the earth realm.
Yeah.
The prophetic will propel you into supernatural wisdom for prosperity.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Wow. Wow.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, before I go to our text, and before we get to some platform, prophetical platform that we got to stand on,
yeah. Yes, sir.
I really don't know what's going to happen to me tonight.
Yes,
but I know it's going to be good.
Yes.
Now, you got that word spermatic.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. And then, not just speaking.
Yeah.
No, no, something happened.
Something happened. Yes.
Yeah. 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 Now, just before we go, I'm going to name some chapters of some things, and then we'll go. Jesus had prophetic insight of prosperity.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And so John 6:6 says, even when the scenario was tough and it didn't seem there was no provision, but John, look what John 6:6 says. I mean, you know, you got over 5,000 people. Don't look like the provision's there. But because Jesus had prophetic insight about prosperity, it didn't bother him. The Bible says he already knew what he was going to do. After the night, I see you walking prophetically. You will know what to do. Listen, listen, to make your ship come in. Do you understand my language?
Wow. Thank you, Father.
There's a prophetic anointing I want to release in this meeting.
Come on, Apostle.
If you're smart enough, you'll go after the mantle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You'll connect. And go after the mountain.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So by knowing Jesus' prophetic insight about provision and prosperity, Jesus just, listen, unlock heaven with words.
Wow. Words. Yes. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
Now there will come enough anointing in here to remove all the demonic blockage that have been holding your money back.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You cannot do this just with words. The presence and pregnancy of the Holy Ghost began to function in supernatural matters on your behalf. I told y'all, y'all got to listen skillful now. You're not at Sunday school here now. And I don't care what button you have pushed, what string you have pulled. You listen to this prophetic.
Yes.
Insight that is coming to your life tonight.
Yes, sir.
Coming to your home tonight.
Yes.
And coming to every financial situation you're dealing with.
Yes.
Include paying this church off.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, some of the members of this church, you're gonna come in with some money. Make sure to bring your, but make sure to bring your tithe. Make sure to bring your tithe. I want you to listen, listen, listen. There's another time, because I got to set you up because you got to really be ready to go. Another time, Jesus proved his prophetic insight about prosperity and provision. Luke chapter 5. They had toiled all night and taken nothing. But Jesus knew what he was going to do. He told them what to do. And you know what happened, right? Prosperity comes so great that they couldn't handle it. He's the God of too much. And then, you know, he prophesied when he had to pay tax. He prophesied money in a fish mouth. Didn't he do it? He told him, when he went down there, did the fish have money in his mouth? Yeah, that's prophetic.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
So I want you to write this down in your own word. There's an impartation of prophetic government over your finances that will take place in your life tonight. You will not leave this church tonight the same way as you came in.
Yes, sir. I believe. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Change. Yes, sir.
You will leave with prophetic insight and prophetic impartation.
Yes, sir.
Your words about finances from this night forward will carry power that you have never seen before. You will have to watch what you say because it'll show up. It's so real. It's so real. It's so real like I can touch it. It's so real. Be careful not to say what you don't want. Don't talk about prosperity, wealth, increase, and abundance loosely. Talk as if everything you say gonna happen. Because of the authority you will be packing after these sessions. Money will obey you. Second Chronicle, chapter 20. I want you to write this down as you turn in. Second Chronicle 20. One of the platforms God empower his people for financial dominion is the prophetic platform.
Yes, sir.
Put that down, the prophetic. I want your feet After these sessions, to be standing on a prophetic platform of dominion over money. Somebody getting something here? I call city. The Holy Ghost gonna set you a foundation under you. That you're not going to only talk money. Watch out. You're gonna walk money. What's that? You're not gonna talk money. You're gonna walk. Money move when you walk, not just when you talk. All right, one of the platforms God empower his people for financial dominion, prophetic financial dominion. Write that down, prophetic. Oh, I went to church last night and the Lord gave me prophetic financial dominion. Yes, I don't only talk money, I walk money.
Come on.
Prophetic financial dominion.
Yeah.
Is on the prophetic platform.
Yes, sir.
Now, powerful, you may be seated. Powerful.
Yes, sir.
This chapter began with how much was against Jehoshaphat.
Yes.
I think it was five armies, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And he had pressed the button.
Yes, sir.
He had prayed, sang praise. Nothing happened. But the prophetic showed up. You ever read it? Huh? A prophet showed up and prophesied, and I'm going to prophesy that over you from this night forward. Your financial battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Everybody, turn your financial battle in right now. You won't have to fight it no more. The battle is the Lord, it's not yours.
Come on, Apostle.
Whatever he says to you, just do it. You understand what I'm saying? See.
Yes, sir.
God is moving you beyond confession.
Yes, sir. Wow.
You have confessed long enough.
Uh-huh.
It's time to process.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost, through scriptures tonight, going to put you in a prophetic cutting edge.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. All right. Come on. Yes, come on, Apostle. Listening.
You don't have to be a prophet to be prophetic.
Yes, sir.
You getting up further enough in the spirit, prophetic gonna meet you.
Yes, sir.
And that's where I'm aiming to take you tonight. You're not gonna only talk money, you're gonna walk money.
Yes, sir.
Rule money.
I will.
I like that. Rule money. Say this with me.
I have dominion.
I have prophetic dominion.
Over all the money.
In the earth.
Right now.
When I speak.
Money got to answer me.
No doubt.
Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord. Got to answer for the mantle. Thank you, Lord. Apostle.
All right. Now. When you get down to 2 Chronicles 20:20, I'm just going to read one verse. Read the 20th verse and the 25th verse because they're dancing together.
Yes, sir.
The 20th verse and the 25th verse dance together.
Yes, sir.
If you follow the 20th verse, you're going to dance in the 25th verse.
Yeah.
That's all to it.
Yes, sir.
That's all to it. See, God set offices in the church to bring government, to rule, to reign, to dominate, to make things happen, to command, to decree, to declare.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Not acts.
Yeah.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Job said, decree a thing. You've been asking long enough. You should have graduated. Many of you all under my voice, I sense it in the spirit, tight enough with God to be rich. But after the night, you're going to speak with prophetic dominion over finances. And you're going to be walking on it. Because the Holy Ghost is setting a platform under your life that you're going to walk and prevail financially the rest of your life. Will you take that?
Yes, sir.
Can I get a loud amen?
Amen.
You leave out here decreeing money. I need $14,000 to come. Don't go to work for it, baby. Don't go to the job. Don't go to the work. Don't get a second job. When you can sit on your porch and decree it.
Yes, sir. Watch out. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Come on, Apostle.
Thank you, Lord.
That was a function. Glory.
Impartation in the spirit is for functioning.
Right. Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
As I minister as a prophet tonight, prophetically.
Yeah.
Impartation is leaving me going to each one of you that you can function in what I'm saying. Men and women of God, we have this authority from God. You understand that? So you leave here. It's a $200 check, a good check. Wherein money cometh prophetic abilities. God gave it to me for you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I told you one time. But you leave here prophetically.
Yes, sir.
Decreeing the direction that money will go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
From this night forward, you will live in a money traffic. Matter of fact, I'm hearing in the spirit, money traffics has started in your life already.
Yes.
Just 10 minutes.
Yes,
yes, just a few minutes. It has started already. Okay. It's so powerful. The government is so powerful. The government over money is so powerful. The church has not known it.
Yes, sir.
We preach prosperity sermon, prosperity teaching.
Yes, sir.
But I prophesied you out of debt. I prophesied it.
Yes,
you receive it?
I receive it.
Yes, sir. Do a little jig and turn around. Go ahead and accept that. 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 I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. Go ahead and accept that. Go ahead and accept that. See, you thought you came here for me to teach. You thought I was going to preach. But I come here to prophesy. Big difference. Big difference. Big difference. See, when you're operating in prophetic government, nobody and nothing can say no. Not even money.
Yeah.
Silver. Gold. Yeah. It can't say no.
Come on, Apostle. Come on. Come on, Dad. Come on.
I'm expecting you after these three sections to function. in what I'm preaching.
Yes.
Notice this now in the 20th verse. The prophet had prophesied, the man had prayed, the king had prayed, but God sent the prophet, and the prophet gave instruction, but the king wasn't stupid. Look at verse 20. And they arose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, wait a minute, hold up here, hold up here.
Yes,
he said, nothing wouldn't happen until this man showed up.
Yeah.
Ah! Right. We had scripture. We had scripture. We had scripture. Yeah, we had creed.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
But this prophet Jehoshaphat showed up.
Yeah.
With a word.
Yeah.
Money coming to me now. Prophesy. Now, this is stuff that I'm hearing. And you got to understand what I'm hearing. Now, when I say the word will, I'm not talking about the context of your thinking. Yeah. I'm talking about money.
Yeah.
I heard your will just changed.
Yeah. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That means you're going to have a lot of stuff you're going to leave down here. But you're going to enjoy it while you're here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Pastor.
Huh?
And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, smart man here, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Here.
Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. You got to believe in God.
Right.
But you have to believe in whom God sent.
Right, right, right.
Yes, sir.
Believe his prophet.
Yes, sir.
So shall you prosper.
My God.
So shall you prosper.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm not reading right now.
So shall I.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm talking now.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah. We bring that tonight.
Yes, sir.
Because you're here,
yes, sir.
So shall you prosper.
Yes,
do you receive that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now notice the 25th verse. We're not going to go through the fight and all that. Look at the 25th verse. We don't have to go through all that no more. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, prophesy, girl, more than they can carry away. Prophesy. From this night forward, I will have more than I can carry away. And there were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. Look what the last part of that voice said. What is that? Oh, you're not going to say nothing. See, you got to follow orders. You got to follow one. Yeah, yeah. For it was so much. For it was so much. Your days of receiving little is over. You heard what I said? Your days of receiving a little check is over. Your days of so much has come.
Yes, sir.
Tonight in this house, you have arrived to the days of so much. More than you can have. More than you can carry. Jose, come on, let's go. Let's go in the word. Kanda, yeah, I know it. I know you believe. I know, I feel a lot of people believing up in here. That's what I need. I need you to believe. Because it's true. And spermatic words are impregnating you. You will be pregnant with prosperity. And when you open your mouth, baby's going to start coming out. It happened to me all the time. He held me a while with it, so I could prove it.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
I stand pregnant with prosperity. I have a baby. $50,000. Then I get pregnant again. Another baby comes. $50,000.
Yes, sir.
I sold $5,000. $50,000 came back.
Yes, sir.
Get your calculator out.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Now, 12th chapter. By a prophet, 13th verse, and by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Moses was a prophet. Remember he told them borrow? They all became rich.
Yeah,
because in Psalm 105, 37. Peep at it. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. Brought them out of Egypt. Brought them out of Egypt. I see you coming out your Egypt tonight. Every Egyptian characteristic you got is over. You belong to the tribe of Judah. You don't supposed to live like an Egyptian. You don't supposed to live like a slave. I prophesied a new house for the pastor, big as he wanted. It's there, partner. It's there. It rolled up my spirit. Two or three times bigger than the house he had. I did it. I was preaching, Leroy, where was I? The man don't pastor anymore. Chicago. I was preaching along this line. The man had built the house. I said, too small. He built it three or four times bigger. He told me thank you after he got in. Said it's better to walk around. He hooked up with me. He live in a mansion. He just hook up. I went over there. Walked through it. Walked through his house. Glory to God. Yeah. Go to ride. Go up in them house. And don't sell it for it. Whatever neighborhood you want to live in. And members, don't y'all get crazy. Push your pastor. Let him go. Because everywhere he go, you going. Look at this. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, was he preserved. Brought him out, kept him out. I'm the prophet that come here tonight on behalf of, to get you out. You ready? So you got to follow instruction now. Turn to Psalm 74. Psalm 74. Let me give you enough to work with. Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel like I want to prophesy over some money right now. How about you? Oh, yes. You have the divine right. You in here, aren't you? All right, then. You got the right, then. You stop asking and begging money. Money. You tell money what you want it to do. Prophets are God's agent for stopping the reproach of the adversaries in our lives.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Debt.
Yeah.
Lack.
Yeah.
Limitation.
Come on, Apostle.
You can't have it. Stops tonight.
Yes, sir.
Don't you be trying to figure out how this is going to happen. One thing I know is not going to happen with your job. Listen to what the prophets are now. Prophets are God's agent for stopping the reproach of the adversaries in our lives. Now read with me. Look what it is. Psalm 74, verse 9. We see not our sign. There's no more any prophet. Neither there among us any that knows how long. O God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdraw thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out thy bosom. For God is my King of old.
Yes,
work his salvation in the midst of the earth. Work his prosperity in the midst of the earth. See, you see?
Yeah.
You see, we see not our sign. We see not our sign. Verse 9. We see not our sign.
Yes, sir.
We're not producing no sign.
Right.
Yes, sir.
In the financial world.
Yes, sir.
Right. No, no.
Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Come on, Apostle.
Financial signs and wonders await you. From this night forward, financial signs and wonders will recognize who you are.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
They will answer to your desire.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
They will answer to your cry from this night forward.
This night.
Some of you are going to be promoted so fast, you're going to wonder how you got there. There's a lifting in the spirit world over a remnant of the body of Christ. God is about to show himself so strong in this area. I prophesy right here tonight, a part of this remnant is under my voice. You're about to do some great and mighty things in the financial world. Will you receive that? Now you know you're gonna need faith up here. You're gonna need faith up here. Yeah, you can't try to figure this out. You're gonna need faith. You're gonna need to trust God. See, but a prophetic impartation is going on in your house right now. Why are you here? The prophetic power is walking through the rooms of your home. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Isn't that good? Your home will never, never, never be the same. It'd be prosperity from wall to wall. You would not be able to think broke in your home no more, because the Holy Ghost is in your house. Prosperity angels are walking in your house now, preparing you for the prophetic moments that... Oh, my. When I landed in this city, in this state, I loose prosperity angels. I took authority over territorial spirits that trying to hold a church in the black.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Father. Release. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
How you say it, Lord? Prophetic light is shining in your financial arena now. You will see the money wise coming.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Father. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Instead of you sending for money, money gonna send for you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See, this.
Come on, Apostle.
Instead of you looking for money,
yes.
Money is now.
I dare you, say
this. Money is now. Looking for me. Now I want you to personalize it. I want you to personalize it. I want you to use your name. Money is now looking for. Way out there, but I'm going to say it.
Come on, Apostle.
Tonight, because of the prophetic wine that we are drinking,
Jesus.
Money has become intoxicated with your name on it. I never heard that before. See, because we're drinking this new wine. When it comes down to prosperity, it's a new wine. It's a prophetic wine we're drinking. Take a sip. Don't drink too much, because you ain't going to be to keep up with it.
Come on, Apostle, I got it.
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty.
Thank you.
It's good, sir.
Look at Psalm 105, 37. That's where you're living at. He brought them forth with silver and gold. There was no field poison among their tribe. He brought them forth with what? Silver and gold. I see God bringing you forth.
Yes, sir.
I see it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
With health and wealth.
Yes, sir.
Health and wealth.
Yes, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Same way.
Turn to Matthew chapter 10. Good God Almighty.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Come on now. You seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Come on. We're not in no rehearsal yet. It's the wedding, baby.
Yeah. Come on.
We're not rehearsing here. This the wedding.
Big day, yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're not rehearsing. No. Been past rehearsed.
Yes, sir. Past that.
Yeah.
Glory.
Yeah.
Glory.
Yeah. No, there's no rehearsal over. No, just the wedding.
Yes, sir.
What's about to happen?
Going down. Listen. Prophets or agents of reward.
Yes, sir.
Write that down. Prophet, I come here as an agent
of
reward.
Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
Give you a secret about this.
Yeah.
It's in Hebrews 11 and 6. Without faith,
It's
impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Watch this now. He's a rewarder of them that seek the reward. Purpose, provision, power. Matthew 6:33.
Yes, sir.
See, you're on the wrong end.
Yes, sir.
You seek him.
Seek him, right. Yes, sir.
That's it.
When you trust the hem of his garment, money come out.
Wow.
But you got to touch it with faith. That's not only healing in him of Jesus God. I just found that out. There's money in the him of Jesus God. People just want to preach about healing, but what about prosperity financially? Sam Jesus.
What about it?
So I declare and decree tonight you financially heal. That the hem of Jesus' garment set over this audience tonight, and you reach up and touch it right now.
Yes,
you financially heal.
Yes, sir.
You draw financial prosperity virtue out of Jesus God. Have you ever heard that before?
No,
me either.
Never heard it.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
All the time we've been preaching this?
Yeah.
So we ain't know the money was in there?
Yeah.
We ain't know the money was in there.
Yeah.
The money is in Jesus' garment.
Yeah.
When you touch Jesus, the money come out.
The God of power. The God of power.
I think somebody ought to praise him right now. Glory to God. I think somebody need to tell somebody else, I'm getting somewhere here tonight. I'm getting somewhere here tonight. Tell them. Tell somebody. Find somebody. I'm getting somewhere here tonight. Satan will not drive your financial car no more. You will drive it yourself. And don't let this pass you. Prophets are agents of reward. This is a powerful voice. Very little is preached about it. Matthew 10:41. He that receiveth a prophet.
Right.
Yes, sir.
In the name of a prophet. Shall receive what?
Prophet.
He that receives a righteous man. Name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man reward.
Yeah. Thank you. That's so clear. I'm all about
the agent of reward.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
My mama. Hallelujah.
Somebody got it. You know why somebody got it?
Yes,
I feel virtue going from my God. Somebody pulling on this anointing, boy. That's the way you got to do, though. Yeah, I'm an anointing puller, boy. I'll pull on an anointing.
Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Wow.
Listen to what I'm going to give you here. No, I don't think like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on your paper. No. I don't think that anymore. Anything come contradictory to the prophetic insight you get now,
right.
You have to answer it in authority.
Yeah.
No, this not going to happen.
That's right.
I don't think like that no more.
Right.
I got a word from the Lord.
Right. That's right. Come on, Apostle.
Money cometh to me.
Money
now.
Now.
Yes, sir.
Now.
Yes, sir, Apostle.
Be bold. Say this. I refuse to have any more money trouble.
I refuse to have any more money trouble.
Happy.
Hey.
I bought a Jeep in Florida. Got to Alabama, saw another one, bought it. So now mom got a Jeep. She took
yes,
the tan one,
yes,
and I got the other one.
Yes, sir.
Just, it's just fun.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for that. Thank you.
See, I'm gonna see if you see this weather here make you nervous.
Yeah.
Now. What are you gonna do with two Jeeps? I got three.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
One.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Come on, Apostle.
Good luck. Good luck.
Go ahead, sir.
The man said, "Well, sir, who was your finance?" Sir, I said, "What's that? What's that?"
Come on, Apostle.
So man, go on and write that thing up.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna call my wife and get a check.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Man said, I want to save some insurance in case the wheel go bad. I said, if the wheel go bad, I get another Jeep. I don't need that insurance.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Man, show us how to do it.
Yeah. I'm my own insurance man.
Yes, sir.
I'm the insurance man.
Yeah.
I pay myself dividend. I receive. That's a $100 check I receive. All right. We're going in some territory here for a few minutes before I close.
Wow.
I want you to turn to a certain book. It's not a common book, but I got to tell you something out of it, and I got to, great, I'm going to tell you what it is. I really don't know how to pronounce it. Ezra. All right, let's go there. No, don't laugh because I don't know how to pronounce it now, because I can buy it, you know. you with all your pronunciation. You with all your vocabulary.
What happened?
It ain't gonna work. You gotta have some money. I wanna show you something here before I close. We flew right in, I came straight over here. But I got to. Huh? What'd you say? Chronicle. I'll get to it. Wait a minute. Because I want to show you something here.
Yes,
I feel the Holy Ghost about to hit this place heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to let him hit, man.
Yes,
huh?
Yes,
well, hit. We close out. Let him hit, man. Israel, right? Ezra. Turn to the fourth chapter. Mm-hmm. I'll make a statement. It could be a good one for you here. I'll make a statement.
Jesus.
Mm. Boy, I got some pronunciation in this verse. Prophets are agents of breakthroughs.
Yes.
Not breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Yeah. Mm. Prophet or agent.
Yes, sir.
Of breakthrough.
Yes, sir.
Mm. Ezra chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. Now when the copy of King Athraxerxes' letter was read before Rehum and Shimshai, the scribe, and their companion, they went up in haste to Jerusalem unto the Jews and made them to cease by force and power. Then ceased the work of the house which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. And then you go to the fifth chapter and look at the first verse. Uh-huh. Then the prophet.
Huh? Yeah. There you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Then the prophet.
Yeah.
Then the prophet.
Yeah.
I heard a man correcting a woman. And he told her, said, you supposed to be a prophet, not a profit.
Yeah.
Because she was saying some things that were wrong.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
And the man shot her down.
Yeah.
He said, now you supposed to be a prophet. Prophet is not for profit.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
And what have happened, oh Lord.
Yeah.
What have happened, the reason many Christians do not have their money, because a lot of people say there was a prophet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Come on, apostle.
But they're trying to make a profit.
I
don't know what state I was in when God gave me that word. It was a sure word. I didn't come to get money from you.
Yes.
Even though I got $25,000 in my pocket from him right there. But I come to get money to you. I'm prophesying over you. Every time I say money cometh, I'm prophesying over the body of Christ. If they receive it, it's a word from God. It's been 20 years, never lost no strength. Jesus told me it's an end time message. He said there's a spot in the rank of financially in his children. Got to get it out. Good God Almighty. Then the prophet Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that was in Judah and Jerusalem, in the name of God, the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshu, the son of Josedek, and began to build the house which is at Jerusalem, and there was the prophet of God helping him. So when the prophets start talking, they start building. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Now let me say, no more shaka. Breakthrough came. When the prophet spoke, the building had stopped. When the prophet spoke, the funds start coming in again. I prophesied your funds to supply your desire, not your need. your desire, your dream, your destiny, your breakthrough. As a prophet of God, I prophesied over you tonight.
Yes.
Sam God,
yes.
Sam Power.
Yes.
Come on, apostle.
Yes, sir.
Receive.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
I want you to listen, copy what you can. I'm going to close with this prophecy that was given to me many years ago. Another man prophesied, but I thank the Lord had him to prophesy for me to have it in this generation.
Yes, sir.
He's gone home to be with the Lord. Financial inversion shall increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
God says his desire
to
move in the realm of your financial prosperity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Now you're leaving here in a realm of financial prosperity.
Yes,
and God moving in it.
Yes.
All right?
Yes, sir.
But then he says this, release me, says the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf.
Yeah.
Release me, don't doubt me.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How many of y'all ready to release him?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, release God in your finances.
Yes.
Write that on your note. I must release God. I'm releasing you in my finances.
Yes.
For yes, yes, there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
You don't believe me? You don't believe nothing? I'll call Isaac.
Yeah.
You mess with me, I'll call Isaac right now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Isaac can testify to you. It doesn't make no difference what it is.
Yes, sir. Right.
If you got God working for you,
yeah.
Famine don't mean nothing.
Don't mean nothing.
Matter of fact, listen to this. The worse your famine is, the famous you're going to be. I came out of nothing.
Yeah.
And now I got everything.
Yep. Yeah.
Yes,
God got his glory.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Come on,
apostle.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
I was passing my estate in my 3-mile walk this morning. I was passing my estate, and I look over at my house, and I said, who lives there? I got an answer back. Jehovah Jireh. He said,
come on.
Jehovah Jireh lives there. I said, what? Listen to this again. For yes, yes, there should be in this hour financial distress. Now you actually let it move in yours already. So the financial distress is not your baby.
Right, right.
Because you have released him, right?
That's right.
All right. Right. Yes, yes, there will be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and it will go down. Now listen very carefully. What I said?
Listen carefully.
No, I want to listen very carefully. Just forget about the up and down. Some of us been down so long we don't even look up. But those that learn to walk in the word, they shall see the prosperity of the word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past.
Here it is.
Shocking prosperity
shocking.
Will be your lot.
Yes, sir.
I got some notes in here to teach about shocking prosperity. I might teach for you. Shocking. I got the definition of shocking. It shake people up.
Yes, sir.
It make people angry.
Yes, sir.
God, how she's so blessed. We going to the same church.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, best part of the church can't handle not real prosperity.
Yes.
They can handle talking about it.
Yeah.
Yes, they're coming. I want you to look up the word inversion.
Yes, sir.
Yes, they're coming. A financial inversion in the world system. It's been held in the reservoirs of wicked men for days on end, but the end is now.
Yeah. Wow.
About to pass over. I'm going to read a little more to you, and then we're going to wait till tomorrow morning. Those reservoirs shall be tapped and shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shall be done, says the Lord. It shall be done in the time allotted. And so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the Jew. Now, listen, this is coming to my heart because God revealed this to me. The wealth transference has transpired already.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It was on a hill.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Not far away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
2,000 years ago.
Yes, sir.
The last Adam.
Yes.
Hung on that cross.
Yes, yes.
All our inheritance was transferred back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
We have Eden citizenship.
Yes. Yes.
Given back to us.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
What Adam lost.
Yes, sir.
And Satan took.
Yeah.
Jesus came and took it back.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And so Abraham wealth, Solomon wealth,
yes.
Joel wealth,
yes.
Esther wealth,
yes.
David wealth,
yes.
All that wealth belongs to us now.
Yes.
The church has not known this.
Yes.
Satan is no longer the god of your world. You have more power than he has.
Yes.
He can't stop you. He can't trap you.
Yes,
he can't trip you because you're walking in blood.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You have a name.
Yeah.
You have a name been given to you.
Yes,
that is above every name.
Yes,
the name is more powerful than lack, more powerful than limitation, more powerful than poverty, more powerful than being broke. That's enough. And, you know, I didn't come here with an evangelistic grace, so let's just sit down. And, let's sit down and give our offering. I don't have evangelistic. I don't have no evangelism grace. I have apostle and prophetic grace. So I'm, you know, so pastor, I'm on show, pastor. Where you are falling, from this night forward, you're going to be flying. The falling is over. The flying has begun. Lift your hand and give God glory. If you need a envelope for your giving, lift your hand.